Hi everyone, this is Mariana. Welcome to your Wow Rap. Let us come boldly to the throne of our Heavenly Father today and ask Him to fill us afresh with the power of the Holy Spirit. Let's trust Him to reveal His amazing grace and love to us in extraordinary ways, so that we may remain steadfast and faithful in sowing seeds of kindness, hope, and love to everyone around us. Our scripture for today is from 1 Corinthians 13, verse 13. Here is Nicole.
Three things will last forever: faith, hope, and love. And the greatest of these is love.
So let us be determined this week to remember that love conquers all. It is because of God's extravagant gift, the gift of His great love towards us, that even during our dry seasons, we receive His fountain of living water. It's in that great act of sending Jesus to die on the cross that He has given us access to freedom and extraordinary love. As we receive this gift of love, may we go out and extend that love to others. May we be an open channel of God's loving kindness. May we sow seeds of hope and love that will produce kingdom fruit to the glory of our Father in heaven. And may we truly depend even more on the strength and power of the Holy Spirit. Let's ask the Holy Spirit to reveal any weak or needy areas in our lives, so that we may receive and experience God's love and grace. Jesus' light and His strength shines brightest in our weakness. Let's submit all of our deepest desires to the grace of God. In and through Him, we are able to accomplish so much more than we could ever ask for. And let us remain obedient and faithful in all that we do. God is for us and always with us. So may we be steadfast in our faith. In Hebrews 11 verse 1, we are told that faith is our hope in the unseen. We tend to think of hope as being only for the big things in life. However, it's often the smallest act of obedience that could profoundly impact and change the life of someone else. And that leads us right back to extraordinary love. So now, let us stand united as we pray together.
Dearest Father, I pray that going through difficult times in their lives will seek You and find You here in the intimate space in the shadow of Your wings. I pray that they will be hand-fed by You, Father, for all they need, and their thirsts will be quenched with droplets from heavenly places. I pray that they will be open channels for Your provision and caring, Father, to all those who find themselves in desert places circumstantially, so that their personal needs can be met with the provision and caring of a loving kindness of our Almighty God.
Oh Lord Jesus, we thank You for loving us exactly where we are and who we are. Lord, we also thank You that You love us enough not to leave us there. When we look in the mirror, Lord, we see someone ordinary. May we remember that You live in our hearts, Lord. Your Holy Spirit indwells us. You have given us a powerful message to share with those You place in our paths. We are ordinary, plain brown wrapping human beings who have a personal relationship with an extraordinary God. Lord, give us Your wisdom to recognize it and Your boldness to share it.
Lord, we fix our eyes on You as the only one who can fulfill our deepest desires. We declare that You are the one our hearts long for. Lord, forgive us for turning to the things of this world to satisfy us, because they will never be able to. There will always be this huge void inside our hearts that only You can fulfill. Lord, thank you for creating us with these desires and cravings and passions and ambitions, but help us not to desire anything more than you. Thank you for giving us infinitely more than we can ever ask for. Thank you for giving us life in abundance. There is no life apart from you, Lord. We put all our hope and all our trust in you.
Father, thank you so much for this opportunity to realize that our strength needs to be in you. So often, Lord, we want to be strong in ourselves. We get taught by the world that we need to stand up and do what needs to be done, but in our own power. We come to the point where we realize that even with all our power and strength, we are still weak. So our prayer should be, Lord, you become my strength. By your Holy Spirit, you lift me up.
Father, thank you so much for today, Lord. Father, we lay all of our days at your feet. We lay all of our tasks, all of our responsibilities, Lord, at your feet. Help us to be good stewards of all that you have entrusted to us. We want to be faithful in our everyday tasks so that your name gets the honor and the glory. Thank you that you are with us every second of every day and in everything that we put our hands to. And help us to have eyes to see with an eternal perspective always. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
Amen. Keep safe, be blessed, and have the most wonderful week.